Morning Ireland, 12 minutes past eight, and the estimated death toll from Libya's flooding has reached more than 5,300 and is likely to continue to rise, with thousands more people missing. According to the UN's International Organization for Migration, at least 30,000 people are displaced. UNICEF Ireland is launching an emergency appeal to provide assistance and support for children affected by the devastating flood caused by Hurricane Daniel. The organization is mobilizing urgently needed supplies, including hygiene kits, vital medical supplies, essential clothing kits for children, safe drinking water, as well as family tracing and psychological services. Now, in a moment, we'll speak to UNICEF's communications and advocacy officer in Tripoli. But first, let's hear from a man who told the BBC about the many members of his extended family who have died in the floods in Derna.
Just imagine, last night we were in a memorial for one of our relatives. You know, we are counting just for the family of our relatives. Over 150 individuals of those families in Derna wiped out. They are not there. 150 in one family. You know that we have extended families in Libya. All of them wiped out. Grandparents, grandmothers, wives, kids, young youths, their daughters, all.
Amil Al-Barghouti is at the UNICEF office in Tripoli and joins us from there now. And, you know, we heard the devastation there. We've heard it from others. It is a catastrophe on an almost unimaginable scale. Can you tell us more about how people are suffering now at the centre of these floods in and around Derna?
Good morning, Marie. Yes, it is a catastrophe. I mean, no words can describe what is happening over there. Thousands of people are still missing. The death toll is over now 6,000, and also some parts of the city has no connection, no electricity. So we're hoping that some of those missing people are still there, but they don't have a connection. Also, the city roads are blocked. So two parts of the city is accessible, but one part is still not accessible because of the landfalls and the road falls. It's really, I mean, rescue teams with our partner Libya Red Crescent Society are still trying to get buried people out. There are a lot of life-saving materials needed, including the bags for the bodies, including medical supplies, shelters. Shelters are most needed. There are more than 3,000 people who are displaced now and need of food, safe drinking water. Children are very traumatized. They need immediate psychosocial support. UNICEF Libya has done initial assessment through our partners on the ground, and those are the basic needs. And we're in need of we're appealing for $6.5 million dollars for the life-saving supplies.
And Amil, your focus is on the children and the plight of children now, but our organisations like UNICEF fighting now on several fronts. You're fighting. We heard descriptions earlier of dead bodies still being washed away by the floods, the numbers of dead continuing to rise. So you've got to try and recover the bodies of the dead, find the injured and those who are being displaced. How much aid is needed, and is it able to get to where it needs to be?
Well, now the local authorities, also the partners, humanitarian aid on the ground, WHO as well, IOM, everybody like UN is working on the ground with the government and with local authorities to retrieve the bodies, to bury the bodies, to just, you know, prevent any outbreak of any diseases. The supplies, now we're focusing on when IDPs, because there are thousands of people that thank God, got safely out of Derna. So we're providing them with safe roads, because also I was talking about Derna roads being collapsed, and there are like minimum, like getting into and out of the city is the main challenge that we have now. Also in terms of burying dead bodies, the supplies that we're providing is in the borders of the city, also in other affected cities that near Derna, by Dalmarj. We should talk about also other cities that has been affected by the storm, and it has a lot of dead bodies as well, displaced people, etc. So we're trying to provide, to distribute the life savings. We're also trying to collaborate with the national disease control to prevent any outbreak of diseases. We're preparing for immunization, measles vaccination campaign, vitamin E in terms of nutrition as well, and also purifying treatment and treatment kits.
Yes, the needs are many. They are multiple needs and all at the same time. Is the political system in Libya interfering with the necessity and the speed with which aid needs to get to people now?
You know, I think now this in Libya, although there are two governments, but now is time for them to unite and to act as one. And I think that the two governments fully understand this. From the government, we have close coordination, actually, from the crisis cells, from East and West as well, also from the international cooperation, from the Lion Ministries. They've been collaborating with UN agencies, with the humanitarian organizations. It's been working to get aid through to affected people.
Amil, thank you very much for joining us. Amil Al-Barghouti from UNICEF Libya at 19 minutes past 8.